and the wars, and then continuing the previous one there with the invasion by foreign empire. It's completely violent, the whole thing. I mean, it's like merciless, like, but that's military, that's war, that's how it is. You declared war on us, not we on you. So then, yeah, that's how it could be. But if the leader of that country is actually good, they may try to figure out ways how to end the war as well. And so they decide to pretend to be violent, but not kill anyone. So that killing of the president, or of the prime minister and others, is fake. They could shoot with some special bullet that actually injects deep sleep. Drug or something, and splashes out blood, which will make that person automatically, immediately lose consciousness and be like that for some hours, enough to get him away from there. And then the body bags and all that, they have ventilation hidden. So then they actually all go to that Siberian whatever, which may not even be in Siberia, but north in the same country, Sweden. So it's all, they're having fun and faking and playing and making a show of it, because they're so sure of themselves. And these little global north, they're just pathetic, they're just funny, they're like clowns. Let's not take them seriously. Yeah, they can throw up some missiles here and there. They may throw an atom bomb, so what? We don't need to throw atom bombs back. I mean, we can play all kinds of different stories here, depending on who is making what decisions. And this way we show how it's all there in our souls and minds, how we look at things and what decisions we make.